Today on Real Radio.
When the Holy Spirit lives in your life, you cannot be a Christian man and send your wife off to work and you don't look for a job, you're not pounding the pavement to make ends meet, or you're not handing out your resume or whatever. I understand unemployment's huge in California and for that matter, America and the world right now. But you know what? Pick up cans or something. But a Christian man should never be idle. You be idle, you're going to get in trouble. You watch it. Satan will see to it. See, Pastor, I've been looking for a job for months. I understand that, and that's a heartbreaker, and it's a tough one. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking about you. But a Christian man is to provide for his home. The Bible says, if a man does not provide for his home, he's worse than an unbeliever.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands. Let me feel your touch, Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series called Life and the Bible, a topical series that explores those passages of Scripture that guide us believers in how to live in an unbelieving world. Now, if you are a believer and a married man or soon to be married, you'll find this study quite valuable. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a study called Being a Christian While Being a Husband.
And if you have kids, how cool is that? When your kids see, oh, there's mom and dad. How gross, they're kissing again. No, there he goes. He's telling mom she's beautiful. And she's telling him how strong he is. You know, kids make fun of that stuff and they love it. Makes a kid feel great. But we're not talking about kids. We're talking about husbands and wives. It needs to be spoken. It needs to be shared. Colossians 4:6 says, let your speech always be with grace and seasoned with salt. You ever order some food that's rotten? I don't mean rotten. That's bland. Bland. What do you do with it? Give me some salt. Man, a marriage should be absolutely salty. And pepper and all the spices, you know? It's amazing. So here's your homework before we leave point number four. Guys, start speaking words that build up your wife, that compliment her, that encourage her, and you'll see her just absolutely light up. Just start doing it. I don't want to hear, after service tonight, I don't want to hear, well, you know, I just can't do that. I'm not going to listen to you. Just do it. There's no excuse for you to just do this. Number five, a husband has been given a unique influence that nobody on the planet has. Only a husband can influence his house to become a Christ-centered home. God has ordained a husband to have that ability. And here's how it usually goes, especially if you're just going to start now. Let's create the worst scenario possible. You just came to Christ recently. You have two or three teenagers in the house. And you come home and you say, hey, listen, we went to church last Sunday. You know, we had a good time. We accepted Christ. Here's the deal. All right. And you have to figure out when this works. Because you know how everyone's going all kinds of directions. Maybe the morning's not a good time. Maybe it's in the evening. But, and I mean this, take 3 to 5 minutes maximum. Maximum. And say, kids, this is the deal. Get around the table. And I'm telling you, if you have to bribe them, do it. And I'm not joking. If you say, listen, get around the table, believe me, you're gonna like it. If you have to give them candy or a dollar bill, I don't care what you have to do. A dollar bill. Give them the candy. It's worth more than the dollar bill. Gather them around. Dad, what are we doing? What? Oh, brother. Oh, Dad's a big Christian now. What are you going to... Let it go. Just let it go. Don't get an argument with them. Let them. They're gonna. Well, what are you doing? Just listen. Get around. Come here. Up. Ready? Here we go. Lord, bless my kids. Bless this home. Keep them safe in Jesus' name. Amen. And then let them go. Listen. You say that's no. It's got to be deeper than that. We got to take them to the Greek and the Hebrew meaning and the syntax of the. You'll ruin your family doing that. You'll ruin them. Your kids, I'm telling you, will just be delighted. You say, yeah, but Jack, we're not talking about kids. That's exactly right. A wife, if she sees that happening, she will say, you know what, this crazy nut, that's amazing. That's amazing. God has given us an opportunity that is absolutely, or an influence, I should say, that is absolutely spectacular. John 4, verse 53. It says there, when Jesus had touched this son, that the father knew that he was in that self same hour healed as Jesus had spoken. And Jesus said to the man, your son lives. And he himself, the man, listen, he himself believed, and his entire household believed. How does that happen? I have seen homes turn around dramatically when a husband gets committed to Jesus and that wife, she's turned around completely. Absolutely amazing when the man steps up. Unique influence. It's absolutely amazing. So guys, before we leave, point number five, it's this, influence. When a wife sees us husbands doing what the Lord has called us to do and influencing our wives, it's going to give her a lot of peace and a lot of confidence in the same team. Number six, a husband has been given a unique opportunity like no other. Only a husband has the opportunity to construct a house devoted to worship. Personally, this is a lot of fun because I can't sing. I don't play an instrument. I'm a terrible, frustrated musician type person because I can hear things when somebody hits the wrong key or plucks the wrong chord or whatever you call those things. I can hear it a mile away, but I can't sing and I can't play a thing. But God does not know that when I'm in the shower singing to the Lord. I love worship. I love it. I just love it. I've had the most, sometimes just the deepest, darkest times when it seems like the whole world, you know, it's not true, but it seems like the whole world's against you and you feel like, yeah, man, I'm just going to go bury my head in the sand. And you'll hear the Holy Spirit so quietly say, worship. Oh, man, Lord, I love you. You know that. Can't wait to see you, but I don't want to. I just don't want to worship. I don't feel like worshiping. And what does he say? Worship. Worship me. Okay. Lord, I lift your name on high. You know what? And you bow down. And you sing with your face in the carpet. And you start singing to him. I'll give you 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You won't stop. If you think I'm joking, try it. I dare you. Worship him. Your wife would love to see you worship. David was a worshiper. He had a wife who was a nutcase. Remember her? I didn't even think she even knew the Lord. Saul's daughter. David comes down the street worshiping the Lord with the whole crew, the soldiers, the army. They got the ark. Remember that? And they're coming down the street, and she looks out the window, and she looks, and she sees King David dancing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord has done valiantly. He's mighty. Oh, my goodness. The Lord's awesome. He comes up to the house. Whew, man, isn't God great? Well, well, didn't the king look like a big guy today? Worshiping out in front of everybody like an idiot. And he said, I did this before the Lord in my heart. And she just mocked him. And he said, that's it for you. And the scripture says that he never touched her again. I don't know if that's good, bad, or ugly, but it broke his heart, man. When a woman sees her man worshiping, she should encourage that. Guys, it's a powerful thing. An opportunity. The influence, I should say, is amazing. The opportunity is spectacular. Before we leave that, then, let me give you this verse. Joshua put it very clearly about opportunity. He's just so awesome. He's like the General Patton of the day, right? Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. He says there, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." He said, "Hey, Israel, you know what? You guys are going to, you're going to choose. Each home's going to do whatever they're going to do. You're going to do your thing." He said, "I'm telling you right now, this was Israel's leader." Joshua says, "I tell you what, you're going to swing by my house? You're going to park the donkey in my driveway and come on in? I'm going to tell you something. You come to my house, we're going to worship the Lord. We will serve the Lord." That's awesome. The Lord has ordained us, guys, to be the one who responds to opportunities in such a way that we lift that dilemma, we help solve that problem when crises come or when challenges come, or we lead the way in worship in that opportunity when the victory comes. "Hey, Dad, I just got an A," or, "Honey, you know what? I just got promoted." "All right, yes." The husband should respond. We will respond. Number seven, a unique ministry. A husband has been given by God a unique ministry that no man can take, but it's ours. The ministry of a husband, listen, toward his wife, upon his wife, to his wife, for his wife, is the first step of any ministry that is of any value. There is no such thing, as we talked recently, there's no such thing as a successful ministry that's headed up by leaders in the church if their homes are a wreck. That is it's a lie, it's false, and it's absolutely impossible according to Scripture. The ministry first is for that husband to love his wife first. I don't care if you lead 10,000 people to Jesus Christ. In your home life, your marriage is a wreck. God is not impressed. It's not good. In John chapter 13, we made mention of this recently, where there Jesus shows his disciples, soon to be his apostles, on how to minister to one another by washing one another's feet. That's a powerful thing. How many of you are married? Raise your hands again. After service tonight, you should go home and wash each other's feet. Watch what happens. "So you're not going to touch my feet." It's pretty powerful stuff. It's been said that good marriages take time and effort. It's been said that bad marriages take more time and more effort. It's been said that great marriages take more time, more effort. And it all begins with a heart to minister to each other. And we choose to do that. What were you thinking about marriage? Well, what were you thinking? "Well, that when one said I do, that this would happen, you know, and we'd live happily ever after." Living happily ever after is totally real. That's cool. You just have to define what that means. So too many people, look, humans are going to fall in love until the end of time. But far too many people in our culture today have lost the whole meaning of commitment. And the amazing thing is, if you search down deep inside and you look at the Word of God is all about commitment, and you look down deep inside, your heart longs for a true and lasting commitment, and it is a ministry. So number seven, guys, is this. Our homework is, you're the only one on this planet who can make your wife truly happy, and that's the way God's ordained it. And you need to find out what it takes to make her happy. Now, you might say, "Jack, you know, my wife, this is what she wants, you know." In the context of this message, we're talking about Christian wives. You might hear your wife say, "You know what? You want to make me happy? Want to make me happy? Sleep out in the backyard. That'll make me happy." That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in the context of a Christian home. Number eight, I need to pick up the pace. A husband has been given, number eight, a unique defense. A man is to defend his wife with his mouth. You talk down your wife, God's listening. Listen to this. You talk down your wife, the Bible says God will not hear the man's prayer. You talk down your wife, the Bible says God will not hear your prayer. That's powerful, isn't it? You're talking down your wife, then you come to church, you come to a prayer meeting. God's like this, not going to listen. Listen, we are to defend our wives and defend our homes. That's a unique position that only the Christian husband has been called to do. We're to defend, we're to provide, we're to secure. We are to be the protector of that home. A Christian man, in my opinion, this is just my opinion. Like Paul said, the Lord's not saying this, I'm saying it. Well, I'm saying this. A Christian man should never be idle. I don't believe it. Look, if you and your wife go on vacation, then be idle with your wife. But I'm talking about a Christian man should never be I honestly do not believe that Christian men can be bums. I don't think it's possible. You say, yeah, man, you're a hard guy. You know what? I'm just telling you something here. When the Holy Spirit lives in your life, you cannot be a Christian man and send your wife off to work and you don't look for a job, you're not pounding the pavement to make ends meet, or you're not handing out your resume or whatever. I understand unemployment's huge in California and, for that matter, America and the world right now. But you know what? Pick up cans or something. But a Christian man should never be idle. You be idle, you're going to get in trouble. You watch it. Satan will see to it. But this is a pathetic age. See, Pastor, I've been looking for a job for months. I understand that, and that's a heartbreaker, and it's a tough one. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking about you. But a Christian man is to provide for his home. The Bible says if a man does not provide for his home, he's worse than an unbeliever. 1 Peter 5:8, but if anyone does not provide for his home, 1 Peter 5:8, especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith and he's worse than an unbeliever. Yes, unemployment's rampant. But look for a job, look for a job, keep looking for a job and do whatever it takes. But you should never, never be sitting home going through the channels. This is a serious thing. A man, a Christian man, is to provide for his home. And it's not just income. It's protection, defending the home with mouth and with hand. If some assailant tries to break into your home tonight to kill your wife or to destroy you or to rape your children, what are you going to do? Jesus said, turn the other cheek. That's not what he said. The Bible says if you do not provide for your home, you're worse than an unbeliever. You defend your home. This is serious stuff. The Bible says in Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. We are to defend them. And listen, we need to defend them because God tells us and he warns us, we better watch out, because if we don't, if we get on the wrong side of them, our hearts will become bitter. And we'll be bitter toward them. God doesn't want that to happen. Our homework under point number eight is that our wife needs to understand that she feels safe and secure when she's with you. And that's a powerful thing. Number nine, we're almost done. Number nine, a husband has to be given, or has been given, I should say, by God, a unique mission. And that unique mission is this. I believe it's the single most important mission in all of the world, that a husband, listen, is to serve his wife all the way through to the end. Did we not stand at the altar and say, for richer, for poorer, for better, or for worse, for in sickness and in health? You know who heard that? You may have forgotten that. God heard that. Ephesians 5, here it is again. I brought it up before. Ephesians 5, verses 25 to 28. I'll sum it up. It's just this. Husbands, you are to love your wife, and by loving her, you are sanctifying her, and you are leading her the way the Lord would have us, and that's a unique mission. And point number 10, it is this. Being a Christian while being a husband is a husband has been given a unique touch. God has ordained us, guys. A touch from a Christian husband. I wrote four things down. A unique touch regarding strength, a unique touch regarding security, a unique touch concerning affection, and a unique touch of adequacy. So many wives today feel so devalued by television, movies, magazines, newspaper, whatever it is. They just feel so absolutely nothing. Because in real life, you can't airbrush people. And a husband has an amazing power. And I'm dead serious about this. Husband, if you're not affectionate towards your wife in non-sexual ways, you need to ask God to change your heart right now. And you say, Jack, you know, I just have a hard time. I've got all these things. Take that to the cross. Talk to him about it. But listen, Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 3 and 4 says, listen to this. This is the Bible. She is speaking. His left hand is under my head. Can you figure that in your mind? His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. You see that? I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, do not stir up or awaken love until it pleases. Guys, husbands, it's tough for us. We're not brought up that way. We need to, guys, here's our homework regarding point 10. Hold her hand. Start holding her hand. Start holding her hand. Put your arm around her when it's cold outside or whatever. Put your arm around her. Well, here's what I wrote down. Touch her. Touch her a lot. Hold her hand. Put your arm around her. Squeeze her. Chase her around the house. Because God has given us guys as husbands an amazing thing. When we open up our arms, come here. She's scared, she's upset, or she's tired, it's been a long day, whatever. Come here, come here, come here. And just these are only 10 things. There's about 10,000. But we have to start somewhere. And tonight might be saying, Jack, I don't know, man, I don't know. Oh, listen, I promise you, start somewhere. Start somewhere, husband. We've got to defend our homes. You were so amazing to defend the definition of marriage last November. But you know what? We need to show the world what a marriage is. And that's got to start with the men. That's got to start with the husbands.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, in Southern California. In a presentation called Being a Christian While Being a Husband, it's part of a series we're presenting here on Real Radio called Life and the Bible, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, this is a series our teacher recently delivered, and it's now available for purchase on either CD or DVD. Visit us at realradioactive.org to find out more. You can read about it right there on the homepage, realradioactive.org. And while you're there, you might also want to click on the graphic that tells you more about our television outreach called Journey. Journey with Jack Hibbs is seen on television and the internet, and we invite you to see that as well. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.